Well, hello, partners, and blessings on your week and your weekend. It is wonderful to be able to connect with you, especially this month as we are discussing the power of your shield of faith in your life. And today I want to share with you about the contrast between faith and fear. Fear is opposite to faith. It's actually the devil's faith, right? When you have fear, you're actually believing in the devil's lies. And I wanted to just mention that to you because faith is what will protect you from the assault of those lies. And the scripture I want to share with you today is out of Exodus 14, verse 13. And I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified. And it says, "Then Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Take your stand, be firm and confident and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For those Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see again.'" And so we have this statement of faith that's made by Moses to the people of God who were afraid. These were the people of God had been in oppression for so many years. They'd been oppressed by the Egyptians. They had a lot of fear at work within their life. And even though God said that he was going to completely, you know, deliver them from that land of oppression and give them their own promised land, they still fought with fear. So what Moses was trying to do when they were looking at everything they were coming out of and the Egyptians were chasing after them and they didn't know how they were going to get across to the other side, you know, they were just beside themselves, and the fear built and built and built because they had no faith to shield them. So what Moses was doing is he was speaking this word of faith to build that shield around their heart. And that's why he said, "Fear not." He said, "Do not be afraid. Fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid." And it says, stand firm. Take your stand, be firm, be confident, and undismayed. You see, when you have your shield of faith on, you won't give in to fear. Fear can't get a hold of you. And you'll be able to stand strong. You'll be firm. You won't cower. You won't run back. You won't give up because you'll be confident and you won't experience dismay when you choose to stand in faith on the promise of God. And he said, if you will do that, you will see the salvation of the Lord. And not only that, he will accomplish something so great, such a great victory for you today, even though in the natural, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Just put your faith in God and the greatness of God will come. And those Egyptians who have been chasing you, you'll never see them again. That attack that you've been facing, when you put your trust in the Lord, it will never trouble you again. That is the end of it. Amen. And so this was a wonderful promise that Moses was receiving from the Lord for the people of God. And he was building a shield of faith for them so that they could stand strong. And you know, you might need that shield of faith. Maybe you've had an enemy chasing you. Maybe it's finance. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's relational issues or spiritual oppression. Whatever it is, sometimes we can become afraid of the very thing that's oppressing us until we are given a shield of faith. And that's what I want to do today, is give you a word of faith that will build you up and say, stand firm in the Lord, believe and trust in him, because he's going to come through for you. And as you stand confident in him and in his promises, it will shield you from the wiles of the devil. And so that is your word today. Take up that shield of faith and you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Whatever is coming against you, remember that God has overcome on your behalf. God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you so much again for your partnership, for your love for this ministry. We love you and we couldn't do what we're doing without you. Thank you.